And it came to pass, while Isaac was still a lad, that God spoke unto Abraham and said,
Abraham, behold, here am I.
Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will show unto thee.
Offer Isaac as a burnt offering? But he's gone. Sacrifice my son? God has repeatedly promised me that through Isaac I shall become the father of a great nation. Then why does he ask me to do this terrible thing? How can I slay my own son? I love God and I want to obey him. But sacrifice my own son? I don't understand why God would ask me to do it, but I believe in God. I know he is righteous. His way is the right way, so I will obey him and sacrifice Isaac. Isaac?
Yes?
Wake up, son. I've decided to go to Moriah to make a burnt offering there to God. I want you to come with me.
Yes, Father.
We'll take two servants with us, a donkey, food and water, and firewood for the altar.
I'll get right up and eat breakfast, and then I'll see to it everything is in readiness.
Oh, no, son. We're going right now. We're not even going to wait for breakfast. Don't waken your mother. She's sleeping. Let her sleep.
But it's a long way to Moriah, Father. May I say goodbye to Mother?
No, son. You see, well, she doesn't know we're going, and she wouldn't let us go if she knew.
Oh, all right, Father. I'll get up quickly and be ready to go in a few minutes.
Isaac was cheerful during the 3 days' journey to Moriah, but not so with Abraham. His mind was in a turmoil. How could he tell Isaac that he was to be sacrificed on the altar of burnt offering?
I have got to do it, but how? When?
On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And he said unto his servants,
Wait here with the donkey. My son and I will go on alone to worship the Lord on top of yonder mountain.
The firewood, sir. Shall not one of us go with you to carry it?
I'll carry it, Father.
There, son, the altar's finished. Place the firewood on top and we're ready for the offering.
Father, I think we forgot something. We have the wood and the firebrand to light it. But we have no lamb for the sacrifice.
God will provide himself a lamb for the offering.
Oh, well, everything's ready. Where is the lamb?
Isaac, my son, the Lord God of heaven appeared to me and commanded me to come here and make this sacrifice. And he commanded me to offer as the sacrifice you, my son.
Me? I am to be the sacrifice? Oh, Father!
Yes, my son. How can God ask me to do this?
I don't know, Father. I'm afraid, but we believe in God. We worship him. We love him. We must obey him.
But to sacrifice my own son?
You must, Father. It's God's will, and you must obey him.
Sacrifice? My own son, the son of promise.
But God knows best, Father.
I am unable to understand God's request. But he has a purpose somewhere, sometime, perhaps.
Father, tie my hands. Here, take this rope and tie my hands behind me.
My son, are you willing to obey God, even if it means your life?
Yes, Father. We must obey God. Here's the rope, tied around my wrist. Hurry, before I lose my courage. A little tighter. There, now tie my hands behind my back.
Oh, your mother will die of a broken heart.
Tell Mother that I love her, Father, and my last thoughts were of her.
Oh, how can this be God's plan?
Help me upon the altar, Father.
You are a good, obedient son.
There. Now take the knife, Father, and make the sacrifice as God has commanded.
Oh, God, help me.
God has promised to sacrifice his son for mankind. You can do no less, Father.
Oh, God in heaven, help me. Help me.
Take the knife, Father. Obey God.
As Abraham took the knife, the birds hushed their singing. All nature seemed to await with abated breath the outcome of this unusual scene. Abraham's aging, frail body shook. His heart ached with love and sadness. His dim eyes filled to overflowing as, slowly, he lifted the knife.
Now I take this knife, and in the name of God...
Abraham! Abraham!
Here am I.
Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou lovest God, seeing as how thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me.